Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken recently met in Brussels with several European leaders in meetings that underscored the importance and vigor of the transatlantic alliance. After a meeting with EU High Representative for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy, Josep Borrell, Secretary Blinken said their discussion included global challenges where United States and European cooperation can make a difference, from Ethiopia to the Central African Republic to the Middle East. A significant focus of their talk, however, centered around Russia's war of aggression against Ukraine. The United States and the EU countries continue to work in lockstep, together with a broad coalition of partners, to ensure that Ukraine can defend itself, its people, its territory, the right to choose its own path, said Secretary Blinken. He pointed out that European partners have spent about $13 billion in military assistance to Ukraine so far, in addition to billions in economic and humanitarian assistance. Moreover, the EU recently announced it will provide Ukraine with an additional €2 billion in euros worth of ammunition through its European peace facility. The U.S. also announced a new military aid package for Ukraine that includes $500 million in ammunition and equipment and $2.1 billion in ammunition, mortar systems, rockets, and anti-armor systems. The European Union and the United States are also deploying sweeping sanctions and export controls that are degrading Russia's capacity to wage war. He praised the European Union for cutting its dependence on Russian gas from nearly 40% at the start of the war to about 15% at the end of 2022, aided by the 140% increase in U.S. liquefied natural gas exports to Europe last year. Another area of unprecedented cooperation is energy security, which requires a shared commitment to prevent a climate catastrophe. The U.S. and the EU, Secretary Blinken declared, are determined to accelerate the global clean energy transition, building resilient, secure, and diversified supply chains for renewable energy. Secretary Blinken noted that running through all the discussions with High Representative Borrell was a joint focus on revitalizing their democracies and democratic values. The relationship between the United States and the European Union is the most comprehensive, dynamic relationship in the world, said Secretary Blinken, and I am pleased to continue our work to deliver a stronger and more secure future for people on both sides of the Atlantic.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.